Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pro football. He is in the booth again this weekend, calling games, so we'll get some insight from him. Let's kick off our Beltway Blitz. J.P. Finley, CSN, MidAtlantic.com. J.P., big storyline going into this matchup with the Eagles for you is non-Sua Cravens division what?
I want to see Josh Norman shut down Alshon Jeffrey. If you remember last year in Chicago, Alshon had some success against Norman. I think that will really determine a lot for the Redskins defense. I mean, one of the big knocks against Wentz was that he didn't have great weapons last year. Alshon's a big-time player, and I think despite the Redskins' offense not looking too good throughout the preseason, I think they're going to be able to score, you know, 21, 24 points, and it's going to determine what the Redskins' defense can do against Wentz.
Venezuelan boxer Johan Perez Finley. That offense, you mentioned it, didn't look very good, obviously, in the preseason. Do they flip the switch, do you think, here in September, or does it take a little while? Kirk Cousins kind of indicated to us a couple times that it may take a little while for them to find their rhythm and identity. Do you think they'll be able to hit the ground running?
Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, I don't know that they'll be able to hit the ground running, but I think they'll be able to do enough. I mean, the only real look we got at this team was week three of the preseason against the Bengals. And while they did not look good, going into halftime of that game when it was starters versus starters, they were down 1 point. And I think the more Kirk's out there in real game settings with these guys, the offense is going to start moving the ball. I think you're going to see a lot of Chris Thompson, a lot of Rob Kelly, and then I think Jamison Crowder and Jordan Reed are going to have really big days. I think it's going to take more time with Josh Doctson and Terrell Pryor.
I think they're going to miss Sean McVay more than we're all expecting. What's your take on that?
Totally, totally agree. I think the fact that that has been the voice in Kirk's ear for two seasons now, when Kirk has done his best work and kind of ascended into this certainly top half of the league NFL quarterback, that and just kind of his innate feel for the game is going to be a big deal. Now, it's still Jay Gruden's offense. It's not like there's going to be a stylistic change or anything, but losing McVay is going to prove to be a really important piece of how this new tooled offense looks. And I think, to me, I think McVay and I think losing Deshaun are the two biggest adjustments Kirk has to make.
Little-known actor Jake Paul Finley. Give me the guy you're kind of most excited to see debut this weekend.
I only researched one DR to try to keep up with the bit, but next week I'll have more.
You're my guy.
The one guy I'm excited to see this week is John Allen. I think it's a big, big step that they have him in the starting lineup. This is a guy they really need to be good right away. Defensive line has been a problem seemingly forever, and this is the guy they need to step in there. I don't think any of the other guys on that D-line are going to be high-impact guys. Maybe Stacey McGee is better at kind of taking on blockers, shedding blockers. But, you know, losing Phil Taylor, losing Trent Murphy, the D-line is going to have questions. And if John Allen can be – he's not going to be the guy he was at Bama just because he's now playing NFL players. But remember, the projections on this guy were the number two overall pick, was a top five pick. He slid to 17 because of the shoulder concerns, and he says there are no shoulder concerns. And depending on what doctor you talk to, that's – the concerns for the arthritic shoulders are later in his life. It's not something that should impact him as a 22, 23-year-old rookie in the NFL.
J.P. Finley, CSN, MidAtlantic.com. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Let's talk to our buddy Craig Heist. Nats baseball, they are rolling. Magic number is shrinking all the way down to 6. They could wrap up this division, Heisty, this weekend.
Could very well be, and they got the right team in town to try to do it. You know, the Phillies have struggled all year long, but what a great job in Miami to complete another sweep of the Marlins. And Gio, while he struggled last night, especially in innings 4 and 5, he was able to get through 5, pitch count not where you want it, but boy, when you look at the jams that he pitched out of in that fourth and fifth inning, especially the fourth with the bases loaded and nobody out, tells you a little bit about his moxie this year in particular. So, yeah, things look good going forward for the weekend.
Heisty, this Strasburg thing is very strange because he's been excellent. He's been just dealing like you wouldn't believe. He's really been good even beyond the scoreless streak. Only gave up that one first-inning homer against San Diego, and really since he's come back has been electric. And yet, he looks like Screech on Saved by the Bell doing the sprain at the Max. Like, he can't get right. What is going on here? What a weird phenomenon.
It's weird, but, you know, if it's not a little bit of a bugaboo with the forearm, it was the cramping up, which we saw the other night. And I think he's at a loss to try to figure it out, too, because he even said after the game, he says, it's just something I'm going to have to keep going with and try to fight through. But, I mean, the only thing that I know, and I'm not a doctor, but the only thing I know is that you just got to hydrate as best as you can while you're going through that. And we've seen times where Strauss has had to come out of games very early because he has been dehydrated.
Craig Heist has covered the Nats for us all season long. Should I be celebrating the Dodgers falling apart, or is this actually a good thing for them as they have to face some adversity pre-playoffs?
I look at it as probably a good thing for them, but I'm more confident that if the Nationals were to have to play the Dodgers this year, and keep in mind that series went 5 last year, I'm more confident this year just in the way this starting pitching staff has molded together that they can handle, you know, Kershaw, Yu Darvish, and whatever the Dodgers have to throw your way, Rich Hill. I'm very confident in the Nationals, but it's probably a good thing that the Dodgers are going through this because it's been a breeze for them all year long.
Hi, Steve. Bryce Harper, I think he's got that same workout program you do where aren't you always running on anti-gravity machines and like using some of that NASA technology to get chiseled? Isn't that what you do? Anyway.
Hey, oh, yeah, right, exactly.
That's what he's up to. That seems like a good deal. He's throwing in the outfield, running on anti-gravity machines. That's something, right? It's more than doing nothing.
It's more than doing nothing and more than certainly he has up until about 5 or 6 days ago where he hadn't even run when we talked to him in the clubhouse before the team left on the road trip. So, yeah, the calf strain is still the issue. Obviously, the deep bone bruise in the knee, still the issue. But the good thing about it is, from Bryce's standpoint, is still does have a couple of weeks to try to get himself right and try to get himself back into a few games before the postseason starts.
We appreciate the time, Heisty. Thanks so much.
All right, guys.
That is your Beltway Blitz. We do it every day at noon. We cover the teams in one segment you care the most about. Basically, it's a condensed version of the 4-hour show.
Yeah.
And it's all jam-packed for you on your lunch break. We're going to get into Kirk Cousins' ranking 20th for the win among all quarterbacks, and we're going to ask you, we'll answer, if we expect this year to be better, worse, or the same than his last couple years. But we've got Dr. Rob Carlin from Comcast Sportsnet on next.
Uncle Rob, yeah.
A man who's been attacked by gout for a long time. Does he think I have it, yes or no? And this is not a radio bit. I'm actually petrified that I might. So I want to get some answers from him next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.